In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
1,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.8. Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3,
go. It is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast. Good morning, good evening, good night, whatever. Nathan is off today, he's ill, but I've just seen that he is online. So let's give him a quick call. We don't have long. Callum's there. Hello,
yes.
Callum.
Hello, Callum. Yes, it's been fun filling in for Nathan today. I have felt under pressure to do his Nathanisms, but I've stayed off them. I don't want to do him a disservice.
We have 2 minutes to get this call in. Second now. We record this during the songs. What's to come? We put Walking Stone and Clondalkin against each other. We pit them off.
We have a best bit of At Home with Graham and Nathan as well.
We make a funny joke about Peppa Pig. Will Nathan answer?
I think he's purposely avoiding us.
We also talk... Oh.
Hello?
All right, son! Oh. You're on the opener of the podcast! Oy.
I'm sick. I'm not very well.
What's up, son?
Oh, boys, it was a rough night.
All right, yeah, keep it going. We got 1 minute 20. Come on.
My throat, it's completely closed in.
Are you going to be in tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to the pharmacy now. Going to pick up something for my throat and I have a temperature. So I'll be in tomorrow, boys.
No,
don't
it doesn't
worry.
Sound like you will be, though.
I will. I'll just get the right stuff.
You're going to battle through thick and thin.
I don't know.
I'm going to do it, boys. I won't let you down.
All right.
I was going to go in today, but I wouldn't want to.
No, I don't agree with people coming in when they're sick, Callum. I'll never take a day off work. I've never done it, and I never will.
I'm standing my ground.
What did you do for Under the Covers?
Mutant pig.
Did you speak about the mutant pig?
I did. Nathan, we've got to go now.
Okay, bye, Nathan. Get better, bye. Right, it's on the morning's podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Unfortunately, Nathan isn't in this morning as he is sick, and producer Callum is here with me. What do you make of that as the boss of the show, Callum, that he decided to call in sick in such late notice?
It was at 2 a.m, and I was asleep, so I only saw the message when I woke up at about 5. It's just weird. I'm sitting in a different seat and using a different microphone this morning. It's got me all off balance.
Well, look, I'm sure everyone would like to know what Nathan said in his message to get off work for the day, because it's very, very easy for someone to get off work like this. So, Callum,
mm-hmm.
I would like you to read the message that Nathan sent to us at 2:22 in the morning.
At least he got all the twos. Hey, boys. I'm really sorry, but I'm not well enough to come in today. I tried to battle it out through the night, but I have a really sore throat and fever. I'm sorry for the really short notice. I want to be well enough for tomorrow, so I think it's best that I stay in bed all day. I hate missing the show, but it's probably for the best that... For the best that I just give nothing this morning.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No. I'll definitely make sure I'm in tomorrow, no matter what. Sorry, boys. I'll message the boss now.
Loser!
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Yesterday was an interesting day in the Dublin District Court as he rounded up a load of M50 toll dodgers and fined them to the tune of a total of €120,000. The fines range from €9,000 to €16,000 and were handed down to 10 drivers. Callum, is there such a thing as toll-free driving in England?
There's the M6 toll, which is near Birmingham.
Yeah.
Who knew that we'd be talking about toll roads on the show this morning?
Well, I tell you, Irish people aren't taking this M50 flow toll too well, because a lot of people listen to this show in the morning that take the M50, and if you don't have the tag, it is so easy to forget to pay. One person who was fined €12,000 yesterday took 205 journeys without any payment. So I reckon this person just had no idea that there was the toll there.
Surely there's got to be signs.
There's massive purple signs as you're driving up, but you're concentrating on the road all the traffic in front of you. However, I don't think this person has the same excuse, because another person was also fined €12,000 for making 264 journeys. However, this person decided to pay twice.
So they thought, oh, maybe I can get away with it if I pay a few, but then not pay for the other 200 and something.
Now, I don't know if this person paid for the very first two journeys they made and then was like, I'm sick of it, or they paid for the last two and hoped that that would cover the cost of the 262 others. But they got fined €12,000 for 262 unpaid journeys. So I think the moral of the story is, for the love of God, will you pay your toll before 8 p.m. the next day?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Every single Tuesday, we play our sitcom At Home with Graham and Nathan. It is a sitcom for the radio because we are hoping that someone like HBO or Netflix are going to pick it up and make us millionaires. And we like to get celebrity guests involved as well. And last Friday, Anne-Marie joined us live in studio for the last hour of the show. And we did a radio first. We did a live version of At Home with Graham and Nathan. We all had scripts. Callum was behind the desk pressing all the sound effects buttons. We were celebrating our 8th episode, not our 8th year anniversary, but our 8th episode, like EastEnders on Carnation Street, to celebrate big milestones. So this is what happened last Friday when Anne-Marie, Nathan and I had scripts in front of us. Callum was pressing all the buttons live. It was the very first live edition of At Home with Graham and Nathan.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Graham.
Wow, I haven't seen you this dressed up since the day you thought your manager was giving you a promotion, but he was actually sacking you.
I was just borrowing that money, goddammit.
What? Who are you going out with?
Oh, just a few friends. That should be one of them now. Come in.
All right, Nathan.
British pop star Anne-Marie. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You two were friends. We found out in episode 5 you went to school together.
Hey, Anne-Marie. I can't wait to celebrate the success of your, new album tonight. What are the details again?
The album is called Speak Your Mind. It is out now. I'd like to thank my parents. The single 2002 is number one on iTunes.
Wow, that sounds great. I would definitely get it if I was you. Where are you all going tonight?
Oh, just going into town. Nathan, I hope Graham isn't coming. You know the club is strictly under 40s. We'll never get in if he's with us.
Yeah, I know. The grey hair is a problem.
I actually think it's got greyer since the last time I was here.
So where are you guys going in town?
Look, Graham, the club is strictly under 40s, and you know...
My hair isn't that grey!
It's pretty grey, Graham. Graham.
She got you good there, to be fair, Graham.
Hey, guys, Anne-Marie, Nathan, the taxi's ready.
You've invited Callum and not me.
To be fair, Callum looks about 12. He'll be fine.
See you later, man. Thanks for understanding.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day. Nathan is more popular than me. Ah, there they are. I knew they were only messing. Hey, man. I'm coming. It's okay.
Oh, no, I'm just ringing to ask you something. Could you take my chicken out of the freezer and let it defrost on the counter? Cheers.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
We did it.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong.
You got to get it wrong. Top of the leaderboard this week is Dave on 15. It is Tuesday. Can he be toppled off the top of the leaderboard? Let's go to the phone lines. We have Sean on the line. And Sean, you are currently on Dublin Bus. Which bus are you on?
7B.
And is it packed?
No. Upper deck, surely. Okay.
There's the beep of the leap card machine.
Okay, so, Sean, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Nathan is off sick today, so Callum will be asking the questions. Is there anything you want to say to Callum before we get going?
No.
All right, cheers for that, Sean.
You're a man of few words. Are you ready to go? 1 minute on the clock.
How do you spell gherkin?
S-E-V-E-N.
What's hot dog spelt backwards?
B-A-G.
What noise does a dung beetle make?
What?
Do your best Lil Wayne impression.
Diagress.
Do your best Samantha Mumba impression.
Can't start it.
Sing a Nickelback song.
Can't.
Name a Macaulay Culkin film.
Rockstar.
Finish the film title. Dead.
Beethoven.
What sport does Jamie Vardy play?
Manchester United.
Who manages the Irish football team?
Alex Ferguson.
What's 32 minus 19?
73.
17 plus 54 is 67. True or false?
True.
Speak English.
Can't start to.
Speak Irish.
Salute.
What rhymes with frog?
Star.
How many months are in a... okay, there we go.
Out of time. How do you think it went, Sean?
I couldn't hear like two questions.
I really enjoy the bus stop announcements where it says the next stop. I could hear that in the background. That was more her than me during there.
Yeah.
Graham's got your score. You think you did all right?
No.
I like your honesty. You did okay. Unlucky for some, you got 13.
Not bad. Sean, not bad. But you don't go top of the leaderboard because you had to beat 15. But thanks for playing this morning, Sean. Bye-bye.
Thank you, mate.
Enjoy the bus.
That means Dave stays top of the leaderboard with a score of 15.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I understand that Nathan and I have been talking about this for quite a while. Nathan is off sick today, so we've decided to take this opportunity to revisit it. Dublin the Musical 2 is coming back. If you don't know what Dublin the Musical was, it's where we took a load of areas in Dublin. We sang a medley of songs in about 3 minutes, and it was a beautiful, beautiful song. We released it back in September, and we think the time is right now to release Dublin the Musical 2. You have been giving us your suggestions as to which areas we should be using, and we have them narrowed down now, Callum. And the reason we haven't released it when we wanted to release it is because we've been very busy, i.e. the last few weeks with the Red Bull Flug Tag, and previously... the biggest thing we ever did on radio.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Mr. Patrick Bergen, star of the 1991 cult classic film Sleep with the Enemy. We had to find him, we had to track him down, we had to hold a screening. So there's been a lot of stuff happening over the last few weeks. But we are dedicated to this now. Within 1 week, Dublin the Musical 2 will be released.
I'm very excited for this because I wasn't here for the first one.
Yeah.
And the first one, I watched it before I moved here, and I learned a lot about the area through Dublin the Musical 1. Look, it's educational.
It was the deal that sealed it for you, Callum.
Yeah.
It's what brought you over from the UK to Ireland. You saw Dublin the Musical 1. You saw singing about Drumcondra.
Yeah.
You
the
saw
Spire.
Singing Spire, Harcourt Street. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. So, we have been told we're only allowed to use 12 locations, but we have more than 12 locations.
Ouch.
And what we're going to do is we're going to pit areas in Dublin against each other.
Oh, it's ready, it's go time.
We have two areas in Dublin, but only one of these areas can make it into Dublin the Musical 2, and it is such an honour to have your area in Dublin included in Dublin the Musical. So the two areas this morning that will be pitting against each other, and if you're from one of these areas, you have to come on and fight your corner. It is going to be the battle of Clondalkin versus Walkinstown.
Oh.
Two notorious areas around Dublin.
The big rivalry.
And the reason we pick these two areas is because we want to use a specific song that these areas would fit into perfectly, but we don't know which one to use. We're, of course, talking about the 1985 classic from Alid Jones, Walking in the Air.
We're walking in the air.
Picture it now. Nathan in his pajamas and a robe. Me dressed as a snowman. But are we going to be in Clondalkin or will we be in Walkinstown? That is up to you, of course. Will the song be Clondalkin in the Air or will it be We're Walkinstown in the Air?
Ooh,
it's a difficult decision.
It's tricky.
Callum, off the bat, which would you go for?
Oh, Is like I don't know either of the two areas, but I quite like Clondalkin.
Clondalkin,
I can't even say it.
Clondalkin there has a better kind of role to it. However, yeah. We're Walkin's Town in the air also kind of fits as well in the song. So let us know. It is the battle of Clondalkin versus Walkin's Town. 087-711-1038. You can text us. You can WhatsApp us. You can send us a WhatsApp voice recording as well. Do you want Clondalkin or do you want Walkin's Town? And tell us something about the area as well that we could include in the song to beef out the lyrics a bit. To Alla Jones's 1985 classic, of course, Walking in the Air. Only one can go in. We have a limited number of areas, so get voting now. We want to sing the 1985 classic, Walking in the Air, with Alla Jones, but will it be Clondalkin in the air or we're Walkin's Town in the air?
It's a very tense morning.
Callum, we've got some history facts coming
in. We have. I can only assume this is from the Clondalkin Tourism Board because they've not left a name, but Clondalkin in the air all the way. Clondalkin was there first. It's a settlement from over 1,400 years ago.
Wow, history facts. Yeah. I love it.
Knowledge is power.
Clondalkin versus Walkin's Town. Which one are you going for, Andrew?
Clondalkin.
Why?
Well, I'm from Clondalkin, but I think having the round tower in the background, I think that would tip us over the edge over Walkin's Town.
Okay, and so we go. Let me just riff a little bit here, Andrew. Clondalkin in the air. We have a round tower there.
Oh, that's good.
How about that?
And at the bottom, there's a happy pair.
Oh, wow. So air also rhymes with pear.
I'm
loving the new happy pear. Okay, Andrew, thanks very much. We've got Round Tower there. Happy pair as well. A lot of rhymes are air. Thanks very much for your vote, Andrew.
No problem.
Sylvia, good morning. Walkin's Town or Clondalkin?
Clondalkin all the way.
Now, why are you saying Clondalkin? We know there's a Round Tower there. We know there's the happy pair. Why else?
So they made this really good nightclub called The Ark a very, very long time ago. It's gone now, though.
Okay, so we could talk about The Ark.
Yeah, it's still there, but it's just not the nightclub part, it's just the pub part.
In the video, could I rock up dressed as a snowman? Would they welcome me with open arms?
Of course they would, 100%.
Sylvia, thank you very much for your vote.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The people of Clondalkin are standing up this morning. Callum, do we have any Walkin's Town at all?
None that I've seen so far. I've got another one from Sarah from Clondalkin. She says there's the Mill Shopping Centre there. I've just gone on their website. There's a Dunn's, there's a McDonald's, there's a Lloyd's Pharmacy. They've got everything.
It's got everything you need, and McDonald's making mornings tastier, of course. Never forget that. Peoples of Walkin's Town, where are you? Do you not want your town in Dublin the Musical too? You still have another 3 minutes left to vote. Clondalkin in the air or we're Walkin's Town in the air. In 1 week, we will have it released. We take areas in Dublin, we sing about them to pop songs, and we're taking the pop song from 1985. It's like top of the pops. Alla Jones is Walkin's Town in the air. But will it be Walkin's Town in the air or Clondalkin in the air? Rachel, what are you saying?
Walkin's Town.
Why?
You know that nightmare of a roundabout. You can drive on that. You can drive anywhere.
Okay, so let me riff here now. So if it's a roundabout... Let me think, Rachel. Okay. We're Walkin's Town in the air. The roundabout really isn't fair. How about that?
Oh, I didn't really like that now. I think I'll have to go again.
Oh, I'm on the spot.
He can't freestyle to save his life.
Well, look, if we can just... We can think about the roundabout if we go at Walkin's Town. That's the main one.
That's the main thing.
And it has about 17 different lanes going into it as well.
I've just searched and it says it's the biggest roundabout in Dublin.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
It's huge.
Biggest roundabout... In Dublin's fair city. Maybe we'll put a pin in that one. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks.
Look, at least I'm trying my best, but the results are in.
Oh,
Walkin's Town or Clondalkin? What's it going to be? With 75% of the vote. It's Clondalkin in the air. Congratulations to the people of Clondalkin. You stood up and you accounted this morning. Clondalkin is in the Dublin the Musical too. However, we did get a suggestion for Walkin's Town, another song, another current pop classic song.
Oh, I don't know who this is from either, but by Katrina and the Waves, I'm Walkin's Town Sunshine.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sing that.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan isn't in this morning. He's out ill. Callum will be man spinning the drum, but let's see who we're playing with. Leah, hello.
Hi.
What's the plan for the day, Leah?
I'm on my way to work.
And where's work for you?
In Tara.
Okay. And what line are you working in, or can you say?
Can't say.
Okay. We had someone on yesterday who makes maps for farms.
Who makes maps?
Maps for farms. They work in the Department of Agriculture.
How interesting.
Does that interest you? She's probably, I was very interested because I thought the map industry took a hit after Google Maps, but she says not for the farming industry. They didn't. So it was very interesting for me.
Those farmers keeping them in business.
I liked it.
How wonderful is that?
I want to know what you do now, Leah. I might pry into your personal life.
No, not today.
Leah, this morning's month is November. What date in November is your birthday?
28.
That's an all right date.
So if 28 comes out of the birthday bingo drum, you will be winning €1,000. Let's go over to the substitute performer for the ill Mr. Nathan O'Reilly. His name is Callum.
I'm going to try my best for you today. Okay. Let's see if we can do something good for you. I've got two birthday bingo drums. One is from China and one is the Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. What are you going to go for?
Go on, I'll go with Jackie.
Jackie Cooney, here we go. Now, my wrists are a little bit weak after the Red Bull flug tag at the weekend, but I'm going to try.
He's going to do his very best.
Okay, here we go.
Did you any words of encouragement from? Is this your first time spinning
this
the drum?
This is the first time doing the
it
drum.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Any words of encouragement?
Yeah, do better than you did Sunday.
You came second on Sunday.
Yeah, well, she wants to come first.
Okay, here we go.
It wasn't good enough, though. You want number one, Leah, don't you?
I do, of course.
You want us to be first.
I'm going, I don't care.
He's a little bit tamer than his his colleague Nathan.
We
have a number.
We have a number. What date were we looking for?
The
28th. The 28th. I can tell you, this date has a 2 in, but it also has another 2. It's the 22nd.
Oh! Two little ducks!
Quack, 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 quack!
You okay, Graham? I like when 22 comes out. I like 22 and I like legs 11. Yeah, I used to play bingo when I was younger. It doesn't get you the €1,000, but what it does get you is a pair of tickets to Zara Larsson and Martin Garrix in Belfast. So gig tickets for you this morning, Leah. Have a great time with that. That's happening on the 25th of August. So something to look forward to.
Thanks so much.
No worries, have a great day at your secret job.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
I'd like to put my hands up and say, you say we've been in contact. He just, in the message that he sent last night, he said, right, I was going to do this story, so you've got to do it for under the covers. So I've got to request the X-Files.
Has Nathan requested the X-Files?
Yes.
We just changed the opener to the X-Files, because we use it every third day.
So today's story comes from the United States of America.
As opposed to?
It's always America, isn't it? Conspiracy theorists are claiming they found a mutant pig with human hands floating in the lake. Yes. At first glance, the floating mass looks like a dead pig. However, on closer inspection, it has human-like hands and a straight tail. This is a clip.
Oh, a clip. Nathan send you this clip?
No, I had to clip this myself.
Well, probably better quality than Nathan's.
Here we go.
What the hell is that? It's got a little pig, don't it? Raccoon? I don't know. Let's get the hell out of here before it starts stinking.
Is there a rule book on this show that whoever does Under the Covers must give the worst audio grabs possible? It's a rule number 3 of Fully Charged when joining the show. You must deliver horrible news clips that no one can understand, and they're always from either Birmingham or America.
Normally, God's my sake. Standards of production are very high.
You must be very disappointed in yourself.
When I listened to that in the office, I thought it was all right. Basically, that man, he thought it was a pig, then he said it was a raccoon. And the final line, it's only 3 lines on this. The bizarre video went viral after posted it on YouTube, but it says it's only been viewed 8,000
times. That's not viral. Isn't viral.
Here's a picture.
Oh my God. Nathan always gives me a black and white photo. I hope you're keeping
it in colour.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It is a pig, but it's got the...
Forget about the claws of a human. It's got the back of a human. It's absolutely huge.
It needs a shave.
I guarantee you that Nathan Riley is listening to this. Let me check when he was last online. Okay, he 100% would have said his line. He says he's got the fever and he can't come in. Last online at 9:11. Yes,
I kept
he was.
True to my word and plays everything that he wanted me to do.
Oh, God.
I hope I've done you proud, Nathan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Producer Callum is in with me this morning. And Producer Callum,
yes,
it is a big night tonight for me. If you don't know, I have rejoined Gaelic football. After a 5 to 6 year hiatus, I am back and I'm playing for a new club. They're called the Ranelagh Gaels.
The Messiah returns.
Yeah. I'll tell you, my return, I wasn't expecting us to be as consistent as we are.
Are you doing well then?
We're consistently losing. We have played 5 league games and we have lost all 5 league games. But we have another game tonight in Bushy Park, our home turf, and we are hoping to get our first points on the board. We're playing a team called Nafina. Now, they have 6 points. We have 0 points. They are in 5th. We are in 14th.
Ooh.
Now, it seems like a big gap, but I don't know. I'm putting it down here at 9:23. I am feeling lucky.
Surely you'll have home advantage tonight.
Yeah, it hasn't really worked out the best for us yet. We've lost 3 games at home. But, Callum, you didn't grow up with GAA, but
no,
I'm asking for your opinions because you've done a little bit of research into where we may be going right and wrong.
The scoring confuses me, but I've worked out. So I looked at your first game of the season and you scored 1-6?
1-6,
yeah. 1-6 against 3-14. That was against the Guards.
The Popo came and they locked us up and they threw away the key because they stole those points.
So you weren't scoring, but then the next match you got 4-10 v 4-18. So yeah. you were getting back. You're scoring and then it just...
Sorry, we got 4-10. I scored 2 goals and 1 point.
Okay.
Just to let you know. That was against Kilmacud Crokes.
You still lost.
5th team.
Doesn't matter if
this
you still
is
lose.
Our first team. Doesn't matter.
My main theory here, and I've done my Monday night football analysis, I've had the big touchscreen now, I've been monitoring the players.
Monday night Gaelic football, yeah.
Yep. Just need to score more. That's all you need to do. If you score more than the other team, you're going to win.
And what are the chances of us scoring more than Nafina tonight in Bushy Park?
Slim to none.
Tomorrow morning, I don't know, I have a good feeling about
it. Right, yeah.
The first 2 points will be on the board tonight for Ranelagh Gaels.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
The June bank holiday weekend is fast approaching and Forbidden Fruit takes place at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham. Justice, Richie Horton, Glass Animals, Idris Elba all playing across the weekend and we got weekend passes to give away right now. Mm-hmm. Callum, how can we win this morning?
So, this morning, Graham is going to put a fruit in his mouth and that's all you've got to do is guess what fruit he's got. I've delegated it because I am the producer, so I've got to do something this morning.
Eating a fruit.
Yeah.
If you know what fruit I'm eating, I'll describe it as I eat. Here we go.
Oh, it wasn't as soft as I imagined.
It's a yellow fruit. It's kind of like an apple. I don't usually eat this fruit. It's very similar to an apple, but it's not an apple and it's yellow. Now, this one also is a little bit brown, but I probably should have washed it beforehand. What fruit am I eating?
Let's go to the phone lines. Louise, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Now, Louise, what's the plan for the day?
The plan for the day? I'm actually on my way to work.
And where's work for you?
Nice, would you please?
I wouldn't. Do you know that? I wouldn't. I can't believe it. I actually can't.
I've just had to have a sit down. I couldn't believe it.
Louise, I was eating a fruit. I said it is like an apple. It is yellow and I didn't like it. What fruit was I eating to win tickets to Forbidden Fruit?
A pear?
Yes, it was.
Amazing.
I just want to say that's very contentious because I would say pears are green.
I was thinking the same, yeah, but you said it was similar to an apple, so I took a stab in the dark.
We had a lot of texting that said lemon this morning. Yeah,
well, the one I was eating was yellow, all right? Louise, congratulations. You win weekend passes to Forbidden Fruit. Have an absolutely amazing time with that at the June Bank Holiday weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Justice, Richie Horton, Glass Animals, Idris Elba, Bonobo playing across the weekend and every single morning at 9:25 we'll be eating a fruit. It's as simple as that and all you got to do is tell us which one we're eating.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan's off sick today, so that means Callum, our producer, will be choosing the new...
I've been looking forward to this.
Just before we finish every single show, I give out 3 cryptic headlines
Nathan usually picks one to find out the full story, but Callum will be doing it today. Headline number one, Minty Fresh Trump. Headline number two, Pig Millionaire. Or headline number three, Kitty Train. Have a little think about them now.
Well, you've said pig. Well, I did bring you a pig story in Under the Cover, so I thought, do you know what? Let's just make this the pig hour.
Are we doubling down on the
pig?
We're
going to double down on pig.
Pig Millionaire is in reference to Peppa Pig. The voiceover actress who is 16 years old, her name is Hayley Bird. She started at the mere age of five. This is her. This is her in real life on This Morning with Holly and Philip. Listen to her voice, and then I'm going to tell you how much this voice makes as Peppa Pig.
I mean, I was on the dinosaur ride, which is my favourite ride at the moment. I was on the rides with my brother, and everyone was kind of giving me...
This is her as Peppa Pig.
Maybe Daddy should run around a bit. His tummy's quite big.
She makes, at the age of 16, £1,000 an hour.
What?
In excess of £12,000 a week, and she is on course to be a millionaire by the age of 21.
All for voicing a pig.
And ironically, her surname is Bird. She lives on a farm with two pigs called Peppa and George. And you think about this and maybe go, well, you know, maybe her family aren't that wealthy and this is really good for them. You're wrong. Her parents own a crane company with a turnover of £22 million a year. And so they are doing okay for money. The Peppa Pig franchise is worth £1.4 billion. Now, I'm aware of Peppa Pig,
yeah,
but I have never watched Peppa Pig as an entire episode.
All I know is they're pigs, aren't they? Just talking pigs.
You've got Peppa Pig and her brother George, and then you got Mummy Pig and then Daddy Pig.
Do they not have names?
I don't think so.
Well, when you were born Mummy Pig.
Well, you only call your parents Mummy and Daddy or Mum and Dad or Mammy and Daddy. However, when I was researching this news, as I do every single day around 9:50, I found Mummy Pig, and me and her have a lot in common. So, being a breakfast show presenter, you get up early, and when you finish, you're very hungry and you're lazy, and you think, should I go to the gym? Should I not? I think Mummy Pig really encapsulates what we feel as radio presenters.
I want to eat, then have a nap. I certainly don't want to run around.
Preach!
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody!
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.